from Uganda has enhanced efforts to combat climate change and promote peaceful coexistence among refugees and the host communities in West Nile's refugee hosting districts. Francis Shanti Odokorach, the county director of Oxfam in Uganda, told stakeholders during an engagement on building peace and climate change early this week in Arua City that there is need to integrated and inclusive approaches to climate resilience and peace building. The engagement follows spiraling climate-related pressures, including increasing competition over land, water, and livelihood, which is affecting communities in West Nile, with implications for social cohesion and sustainable development.
We do understand very well the importance and the interconnectedness with the environmental issues that has a very strong connection to deforestation, which also degradation of the land, and many other factors that are linked to climatic change. And we are seeing this all very frequent now happening in the region from the deliberation that has happened, is that we've explored a very deep connection between the livelihoods of the people. It is important, as we have growing numbers of refugees and the local people here, that we focus on the resilient livelihoods, the livelihoods that can help the people to grow the food and crops that can withstand the climatic change that allows them to adapt to technology that will allow us to understand what kind of crops to plant when and the different mechanisms that is there.
Sunday Joyce, the woman representative for MVP Refugee Settlement in Terego District, says the peaceful coexistence in the settlement is a result of sharing resources like water points, youth centers, health facilities, places of worship and schools.
In the refugee settlement, we are very peaceful in a way that we share resources like water points, we share resources like the women's centers, we share resources like the youth centers with the host community. Also, say churches. You know, in the church, we don't need to create like a host community have their own church. What we do mostly is we get someone to interpret the languages to at least cater for the people who have come for the gathering.
John Nganvile, the district environment officer, Terego, says although partners have supported the refugees and communities, some people have still failed to protect and maintain the crops and tree seedlings given to them to fight climate change.
The climate change aspects happen, maybe they are brought out during the distribution time, and maybe the community are also not taking tree planting as a priority. So all these things, they have been the main cause of the lower survival rates. But we are trying to see that now the action should be made in a collaborative way and inclusive at all levels. First of all, before you just come and deliver tree seedlings, you need to prepare the community. You tell them why they should plant trees and how it will benefit them. Yes, there have been a lot of misinformation in climate action, which sometimes reflects in those kind of negative attitudes and also poor survival of those trees.